Chapter 14. Holly wasted no time getting down to it. When I rang the secured seal to his lab, he opened it himself with the manual key and then personally escorted me into his little briefing cubicle. There were several screens attached along the length of the conference table, each glimmering with rhythmically esoteric data. Laya was next door in an adjoining cubicle with a couple of screens of her own. She waved at me through the connecting window and flashed what I'm sure she thought was a cheerful and carefree smile. Her appearance was a considerable improvement over that morning, but the strain could not be hidden. Idly, I wondered why she should even try to hide it.
"First of all," began Holly after we had sat down, "I want to apologize for being so uncommunicative this morning. I didn't mean to be so obscure. It's just that I didn't know how to express what I was feeling. And I'm sorry about it."
I grinned. "And what about scaring the shit out of me after the picnic? Not that I could care less if you burned out your brains, but the least you could do is try not to spring it on me." Jack Crow crap, but just the kind of compliment that Holly adored. He flushed a little and grinned shyly and glanced down at his hands folded on the table before him. But all the boyishness was gone in the next instant as he continued.
"Secondly," he resumed, "I want to assure you that I'm fine. I was not harmed by the experience, however bad it may have seemed at the time, neither physically nor mentally."
He sat forward, made a steeple out of his fingers, and peered intently into my eyes.
"I want to stress this, Jack. Every medico in the project has been over my numbers, and there's nothing wrong."
"Nothing that they can find, anyway," I amended. He looked pained. He nodded reluctantly.
"Yes, technically yes. However, I can think of no intelligent reason why one should simply assume damage without evidence, do you?"
I shook my head in response, amazed at the stern tone his voice had briefly assumed. A real director of project tone, that. Holly seemed not to notice.
"Thirdly, I want to report that the experiment was a success. Not only was it a success, but it worked better than I had hoped."
I frowned. "Well, that's one way of looking at it. There is a little matter of the catatonia." He looked pained again. He started to speak, stopped, rethought. Then,
"I'm getting to that, Jack, but let me take it step by step, please."
"Of course," I said pleasantly. Inside, I was thinking that there is nothing spookier than having someone stress to you how sane they are after having had a fit-like seizure a few days before.